Hi, everyone. This is Richard Roberts, and this is the Expect a Miracle podcast. Glad you could join me today. I am both sad and glad at the same time today. Now, you can say, Richard, what do you mean? Well, just in case you did not hear, some time ago, my longtime friend, Brother Jerry Savelle, went home to be with the Lord. Of course, it's been in the news, and you may already be aware of it, but you might not be aware of it. What you might not know is that he and I have been very, very close for more than 40 years. I had a great love for him and for his family, for his wife, Carolyn, for his daughters, Terry and Jerry Ann. I love them all very much. As a matter of fact, I'm scheduled to preach later this year in their church, which they founded there just outside of Fort Worth. The Savelles are a tremendous family, and how I thank God for them. And yes, my heart is sad because he's gone, but my heart is also glad because I know he's in heaven. And the Bible says, blessed are they who die in the Lord, and their works shall follow after them. Praise God for Brother Jerry Savelle, tremendous, tremendous minister of the gospel. You know, my dad, Oral Roberts, loved Jerry so very much, and I've got to tell you a couple of stories about Jerry and my dad. I think you'll enjoy. You'll kind of get to know a little bit about Jerry. The first time that my dad really got to know Jerry was way, I guess, back in the early 1980s. Jerry had been preaching a message on television, and my father was watching. And he asked his secretary, Ruth Rooks. My dad only had one secretary in his entire life. He asked Ruth to find Jerry and get him to come up to Tulsa to meet with him. Well, Ruth, who's also now in heaven, was very, very matter-of-fact secretary. And so she called Jerry and said, Jerry, this is Ruth Rooks. I'm secretary to Oral Roberts. Brother Roberts wants you in his office tomorrow morning. Wow. It was like a summon to the principal's office. That's just the way she was, very matter-of-fact. And Jerry thought, what did I do wrong? Well, Jerry said, I better get up to Tulsa. And so he came up from Fort Worth to Tulsa and came into my dad's office. And my dad greeted him with his arms out, and Jerry kind of relaxed a little bit and sat down and said, Jerry, I've been wanting to get to know you. My wife and I heard you preach on television this past week, and the message you preached deeply touched our hearts. And I want you to sit here this morning and preach that message again to me. And Jerry said, you mean you want me to preach the message to you, Oral Roberts, sitting right here in your office? Yes, Jerry, preach it to me. So for the next hour, Jerry preached that message that he just preached on television to my dad. And my dad had a blackboard in the room with chalk and had Jerry write down every point on the blackboard. Well, after about an hour or so, Jerry finished, and my dad said, now, Jerry, do you believe every word that you said, and do you believe every word that you wrote down on that blackboard? And Jerry said, yes, Brother Roberts, I do. And he said, I believe it so much, I'm going to turn it into a book. And my dad said, well, you better hurry. Because I just might beat you to it. Well, Jerry's book was titled, If Satan Can't Steal Your Joy, He Can't Steal Your Goods. I may have that title a little bit wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. My dad came out with a book on it titled Attack Your Lack. And they became great friends. And by virtue of that, I became a great friend to Jerry. Back in the 80s, his ministry and our ministry worked together. We were jointly building a medical center in Kakamega, Kenya, where Jerry had had a ministry outreach for a number of years. And Jerry was building the building and providing the land, and we were providing the medical doctors and nurses for the project. Jerry was on his way over to Kenya to meet with President Moi to ask for land. He felt like since we were providing the building and the doctors and nurses, that the least the Kenyan government could do would be to donate the land. So my dad found out about it and called Jerry and said, Jerry, I want to go with you. And so Jerry said, well, we're fine. So he and my dad went up to New York City to catch the flight out of Kennedy Airport to fly overseas and to Europe, I guess, and change planes and go down to Kenya. Well, my mother had already warned Jerry, saying, Jerry, my husband, Oral Roberts, has a tendency to get lost. You keep your eyes on Oral when you're in those big airports because he has a tendency to wander off. Jerry said, okay, Evelyn, I'll watch Oral. So they get to Kennedy Airport. And Jerry says, now, Brother Roberts, you sit right here. I'm going to go get the boarding passes. And my dad said, okay. Now, my dad had his favorite hat with him. My dad had a hat that he wore all over the world. But wherever he went, he would always lose the hat. And somebody would stick it in the mail and send it back to him. He had his favorite hat with him. Jerry said, now, Brother Roberts, you just stay right here. I'll be right back. So Jerry went up to the counter, got the boarding passes. He turned around, came back. My dad was gone. And Jerry says, well, where in the world could he have gone? He started looking all over that wing of the airport. Couldn't find him. He thought, oh, my Lord, I have lost Oral Roberts at Kennedy Airport. Well, there was a flight of stairs, and he said, well, surely he didn't go down there. He said, I better check. Went down the stairs. Sure enough, there was my dad down there. And Jerry said, Brother Roberts, they're calling the flight. We got aboard. My dad said, Jerry, I got to go to the bathroom. Meanwhile, he had left his hat on that chair. So Jerry had grabbed that hat and stuck it in his briefcase. And looking all over the airport, he finds my dad and says, Brother Roberts, we got aboard right now. You're going to have to wait until we board and take off. Then you can go to the bathroom. So they board the plane. And finally, the pilot turns off the seatbelt sign. And Jerry says, now you can go to the bathroom. So my dad goes up to the restroom and comes back. When he does, Jerry is wearing my dad's hat. My dad sits down next to him and said, my, that's a nice hat. I've got one that looks just like it. Jerry said, Brother Roberts, this is your hat. you left it. So there's more. So they get to Kenya. And Jerry has a minister's conference. And my dad said, do you want me to do anything? He said, no, I'll just stay here at the hotel. And Jerry said, well, you know, you could come and you could speak to the ministers for a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes. My dad said, well, I could do that. I can't talk to them very long. You know, I'm in my 70s now, and I can't talk that long. Jerry said, why don't you just come and give them a 5 or 10 minute greeting, and then I'll preach. And my dad said, okay. Well, after my dad had talked to them for an hour, Jerry said, I command you to sit down. So the next day, Jerry is supposed to meet with the president and his staff to ask for the land to build this medical center. And my dad said, now, Jerry, I want to go with you. He said, I won't say anything. I won't do anything. I'll just be there at the table to support you. And Jerry said, okay, but now, Brother Roberts, I want you to understand. I've got all the architectural renderings. I've got all the plans. I've got all this laid out now. Now, you be sit there and be quiet and let me do the talking now. So when they get to the meeting, the president doesn't come. Instead, something's happened. He has to send his vice president. So the vice president is there, and all the other staff was there, and Jerry is making the presentation. My dad's sitting there at the table, and he's writing on a piece of paper. And then he takes the paper, and he crumples it up in his hands and tosses it out in the middle of the table. And he gets another piece of paper. Now, Jerry's making the presentation. He's writing on this paper. Then he crumples it up in his hand, tosses another one out in the middle of the table. Jerry's looking around. What in the world is Oral Roberts doing? He writes on another piece of paper, crumples it up, and throws it in the middle of the table. They're all trying to figure out what Oral Roberts is doing. Finally, he writes on another one, and then he hands a paper to Jerry and says, read this. Well, Jerry thinks he's trying to give him a message or something. Jerry says, Brother Roberts, I can't read this. What does it say? He said, it's Oral Roberts spelled backwards. Jerry says, Brother Roberts, are we boring you? My dad said, Jerry, yes, you're boring me. He's boring me. He's boring me. He's boring me. The vice president's boring me. You're all boring me because you're not asking for enough land. You cannot build this medical center on the small piece of land that you've asked for. Ask him for double the land. Jerry said, Brother Roberts, I think you have the anointing to ask him for double the land. My dad turned to the vice president and said, he needs twice as much land. Give it to him. The vice president said, okay, he can have it. They walked out of the meeting with Jerry just shaking his head. And my dad looked at him and said, Jerry, don't you ever think small in my presence again. Wow. I could tell you a lot of stories about Jerry Savelle and his ministry. Wonderful, wonderful man of God. Loved him very, very much. And I'll continue to stay close to the Savelle family there. They're just outside of Fort Worth. That's where their headquarters is. And my prayers are with them. And I know in my heart that when he walked through the gates, the first person he saw might have been my dad. Praise God. And I'm praying over you. Maybe you have a loved one that has gone home to be with the Lord. Maybe you've lost something like that in your life. You know, heaven is very real. You know, I'm 75 years of age, and if the Lord tarries, the day will come when I will meet the Lord as well. And the older you get, the more you are aware of things like that. So I'm praying over you today. I'm praying for the peace of God that passes all understanding to be your portion. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over you, and I call you healed and whole and well in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thanks for joining me. On the next podcast, I've got a major announcement. Don't miss it. See you next time. God bless.